William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Vicious Circle, a novel by Catherine St. John, performed by Christine Lakin. Dedication. For anyone who has ever felt inadequate, you are perfect, just as you are. Kubla Khan, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, 1816. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover, a savage place, as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath a waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. That sunny dome, those caves of ice, and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, "Beware, beware! His flashing eyes, his floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honey dew hath fed, and drunk the milk of paradise." Prologue. I have never been this far into the jungle, never been this far from civilization, period, and suddenly I feel as though I've made a terrible mistake. Beyond the tangle of trees that line the banks of the narrow river, a flash of dazzling white catches my eye. The pit of my stomach hollows. We must be nearly there now. I squint past the strangler figs into the impenetrable forest as our canoe glides quietly through the murky water, my view obstructed by a choked patch of leafy bamboo.
"What did you see?"
Lucas asks, casting a glance over his shoulder without interrupting the motion of his paddle. I shrug, covering my apprehension with nonchalance. "Nothing." I didn't think I'd ever lay eyes on Lucas Barranquilla again. Yet, here he is, a dozen years later in a different country, just as irritatingly self-possessed as the last time we met. He runs his fingers through his tousled, dark hair, evaluating me with the slightest flick of his sharp eyes before turning back to the bow. I do appreciate that he's made no attempt to charm me, though some recognition of the Herculean effort I exerted to come this far, this fast, at his behest, might have been nice. It's a long way from Manhattan to the Mexican jungle, and he has to recognize he's the last person I'd want to make the trip with. Then again, maybe not. Regardless, he's met my thorniness with cool tolerance, as though I'm a temperamental child with whom he must have patience. A requirement of his job, no doubt, seeing as he's my uncle's attorney, and I suppose mine now. God only knows what astronomical fee we're paying him. Not that he looks much like an attorney with his deep tan, ripped jeans, and faded red t-shirt. I see a hint of a tattoo on the inside of his muscle-bound bicep, too. It wasn't there the last time I saw him, though I do remember another one clear as day. I take a deep breath to wipe the thought from my mind, but the air is so thick it sticks in my lungs. Like the city in August, if you swapped the trash smell for the aroma of damp soil and lush vegetation. I brush aside a strand of blonde hair that's come loose from my ponytail and point, reaching for my high school Spanish. "La casa de mi..." My voice trails off as I fish in vain for the word for uncle. I don't dare glance in Lucas's direction. Don't want to see him smirk at my almost certainly botched pronunciation. Don't need him to translate for me. Our river guide tilts his straw hat back on his head to peer up the hill where my finger points.
"Sí, señora."
The air whistles through the gap where his two front teeth should be. I slap a mosquito that has settled on my thigh, leaving the smashed carcass in a halo of blood. Then wipe my palm on my faded jean cutoffs, willing myself not to think about the consequences a mosquito bite can have in the tropics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?